Hello and welcome to Podmon Horizons, the podcast that is this podcast filling the space in this unexpected hiatus of Podmon Adventure 02. I'm Zach. With me as always is you listening. And today we're going to talk about episodes 7, 8, and 9 of Pokemon Horizons. Just a little quick housekeeping. I'm sorry that we missed last week. I started a new job and I was feeling like shit. So as you can tell, I'm still a little bit stuffy, but I'm mostly better at this point. So, let's get on into it. So let's go watch episode 7 and talk about it. Cool. For our cold open, we get our first look at the girl in the Nidoking costume, which will be a major thing over the next few episodes, is finding out who she is. But for now, after our always fire OP, it's such a great theme song, Liko refreshes us on what's happened for the last few episodes, and then we get a little montage of everybody just kind of doing their thing on the ship. Orla's in the engine room. Merle is cooking with Alchemy. And Liko and Sprigatito are just kind of chilling on the top deck. As Liko and Sprigatito are enjoying the breeze, Roy comes in and challenges them to a battle. So Sprigatito and Fuecoco just kind of fire off their starter moves at each other until they exhaust themselves. It's a very amateur battle, but of course that's the point of it. Freed calls everybody into the meeting room and updates Liko and Roy's Rotom phones and gives them the official Vote Tacklers app, which makes them official Vote Tackler members, and says, you know, we're all friends now. And Liko really sheepishly calls him buddy, and it's super cute. Like, it's really fun to see Liko coming out of her shell, but not in a believable pace. You know, she's still that shy girl, that really introspective and in her head that she was in the first episode, but she's around people that she trusts, people that give her the space to be herself. And so you're seeing her come out of her shell a little bit. She's making friends, and it's great. Love Liko. She's the best. The rest of the crew tells them about Dot, their programmer, who is also another kid. So they go to talk to Dot, but her door is locked. But Liko hears Nidoking's theme coming from Dot's room. Roy, being Roy, yells at the door, but Quaxley comes out of the doggy hole or pokey hole, I guess, and brings them a picture of Roy and Fuecoco getting their asses beat in their last battle. So Liko has an idea. She and Roy go to ask Freed to train them. Freed agrees, but he sends out Cap instead of Charizard. I mean, either way, they're fucked, honestly. Like, I don't know what they were thinking they're going to challenge Charizard to a match. Like, both are vastly underpowered for this fight, and Sprigatito is at a severe disadvantage in that fight. But, God, so they're on the battlefield, and it looks like they're about to battle Charizard when, you know, lightning comes down and Cap does this huge dramatic entrance. And the look of terror in Liko's eyes when Cap appears on the battlefield is just everything. Like, 'cause she knows, like, she's been there for a minute. She knows what Cap is capable of. So the rules are simple. They only have to hit Cap once. Of course, easier said than done. They did the same thing they did before, you know, just ember, 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 leafage, leafage, leafage. And Cap, of course, dodges every single attack. They call a combo, but they still aren't fast enough. Cap does double team and just stresses the Pokemon out. But Liko does figure out the pattern of the double team. So they, Sprigatito and Fuecoco chase down the real Cap, and Sprigatito's finally got him, but of course, she's still not fast enough. And Sprigatito and Fuecoco just wear themselves out. Lunchtime, Liko and Roy reflect on their battle, and now it's time for a rematch between Liko and Roy. This one goes much, much better. They're not just calling off moves, but they're actually, like, they're actually fighting. And, man, I wish, I know it would be, like, really hard to implement, especially in, like, a single-player game. But, God, I wish the game battles were this dynamic. But anyway, Roy starts singing again and calls an Ember. Liko tells Sprigatito to run past it, and she uses Quick Attack for the first time. And with that, Sprigatito wins. Dot sends them a text, so they go to her door. Quaxley brings them out another note, this time with a map to Rayquaza in the Paldea region. So, that's the episode, basically. I mean, Liko kind of reflects on whether Dot is as much of a bitch as people make her out to be, or, you know, and wants to get to know her. We get a little shot of Dot in her room. As spoilers, if you're Liko, but, I mean, for the rest of the world, I think it's very obvious. It's not even obvious. It is, like, directly communicated that Dot is Nidoking. Like, you see Dot at her computer, and you see the Nidoking costume in the background. Like, it's obvious, but, you know, well, we'll get more into that in future episodes. So yeah, that's the episode, and let's talk about episode 8. So Roy is walking the halls at night, kind of half sleepwalking. Freed and Murdoch are up to something shady in the kitchen. Roy almost catches them, but Freed sends him back to bed. Next day, everyone eats except Dot, who doesn't really see the point in food. So the ship is running out of ingredients for snacks and treats and stuff. But hey, there's a town on their way that they can stop in. But before they land, the kids need to do some schoolwork. And hey, it's Anne! Oh, we haven't seen Anne in forever. Miss Anne, love Anne. She's the best. Meanwhile, Roy is doing class on the top deck. As he finishes, Freed comes out, and Roy is trying to spot Black Rayquaza flying, but Freed tells him that Black Rayquaza flies in the stratosphere, so Roy's probably not going to see him. So the gang arrives in town, and they play rock, paper, scissors. The loser has to stay with the ship. Which, okay, I'm not going to dwell on this for too terribly long, but, like, how does that work? Like, luckily, I think that everybody does, like, scissors, and Roy does paper or something. Like, but, like, what happens if, you know, it's funny that Pokemon doesn't get this because of, like, the rock, paper, scissors rule of Pokemon. Like, let's say that Liko picks scissors, Roy picks rock, and Murdoch picked paper. Which one of them wins? Because they all cancel each other out. Anyway, but, you know, it doesn't happen that way. And Roy gets super aggressive about it to Liko. But, of course, he loses and begs Liko to trade with him. But she's fine with that because she wants to stay and watch Nidoking's live stream anyway. So Liko tends to the chores on the ship, and she checks the cabinet for the secret snacks that Roy told her about, but gets creamed instead. Murdoch calls and tells her that there's lunch in the kitchen. She goes, and there's an extra one for Dot, so Liko brings it to her. Liko hears Nito Thing's song coming from Dot's room, and so she tries to bond over their, what seems to Liko like their shared love of Nito Thing, and Dot just is not about it, and just is kind of a dick to Liko, which Quaxley takes note of, because Quaxley just glares at Dot disapprovingly. In town, Roy asks a vendor about Rayquaza, but the guy won't say anything unless Roy buys a trinket. Freed tries to get Roy to leave, but the guy mentions that there are other people, or he mentions a black Rayquaza, which kind of perks up Roy's ears. Like, I didn't mention a black Rayquaza, but he did, so he must know something. And the guy mentions that three people were in town asking about it before. And so Freed buys something to get him to talk. So Liko's watching Nito Thing's live stream. And first, Nito Thing takes a question from one of the explorers, the one with the Rhydon who got taken down by Ember last week, which is just kind of a fun thing that, I can't think of his name right now, but that they watch her as well. And then she takes a question from Sprigatito Love, who is, of course, Liko. And Liko is asking about trying to be Dot's friend. And it's just such a great moment of Liko just, like, freaking out, like, oh my God, she's reading my question. Why did I ask that question? You know, just kind of, like, that embarrassment that seeps in. And Dot, on the other hand, is, like, realizing who this is and what the question is about. And so just seeing both of them just be, like, be super flustered and shit is just, it's great. So Roy and Fuecoco fight a Spiro in town. And they get back to the ship, and Roy and Liko stand outside Dot's room, and Roy yells his gratitude at her. Which, God, they never learn. Roy challenges Liko to a battle. Liko says they could just battle right there, but Dot puts a stop to that shit immediately. Liko asks Dot what she's into, and she actually opens up a little bit in her, you know, in her own way, of course. Dot gets a message from Murdoch, which Murdoch is Dot's uncle. I don't think I mentioned that, but Murdoch is her uncle, and he sends her a message that he got a new cookbook, so to expect all kinds of cool, fun treats. So Dot and Quaxley sneak into the kitchen. Freed and Murdoch check the cabinet, and all the snacks are gone. And cut to Dot in her room, enjoying food, possibly for the first time in her life. And Paldea is on the horizon. And so that's episode 8. So let's go on to episode 9. So Quaxley is just freaking the fuck out because the Nito Thing costume is rank. Freed is taking Liko home. Is her journey over? But, of course, as Liko kind of susses out for herself, they did say that they were hired by her mom to bring her home, and now she's home, so it might be. Roy has to go with, so he, Liko, and Freed head to Liko's house. On the way, they go through town and check out the shops and see some local Pokemon, you know, do the thing. Liko is hesitant about going home. And Dot wonders what Liko is going to do. And I love Dot's development, especially in contrast to Liko, because they're both like shy and timid and very like introspective characters. But Liko is very passive about it, where Dot is more active about it, and so it's really nice that the show is written well enough that you can have these two characters that have the same kind of like fundamental, I don't know if I'd call it a flaw necessarily, but it is in a flaw in the sense that it's something for them to overcome, not that it is a like a moral failing of theirs. There's nothing wrong with being like with being an introvert, but it is something for them as part of a team to overcome. And it's done very differently with Dot than it is with Liko. And I really, really enjoy that. Like, you can already start to see that Dot, as much as she may not want to admit it, likes Liko and cares at least enough to be curious about like what Liko is going to do. So they show up at Liko's house, and the family Fido greets them. So Fido's thing is his yeast ferments things around him, and he quote unquote ferments Fuecoco. He gets Fuecoco drunk, basically. Like, his scent makes Fuecoco drunk. That is what's happening here. But you know, English speaking audiences can't have that. Liko's dad, Alex, rushes out to greet them. And Roy lets it slip to Alex that Liko is a member of the Rising Volt Tacklers. But before Alex can react, Freed notices Alex's Pokemon paintings, and he tells them that, yeah, he paints Pokemon for a living and has written Pokemon picture books. And so Roy rushes into the study to read said picture books. And Sprigatito runs off. Liko is searching for Sprigatito while Alex and Freed are talking about Liko. And Liko overhears them as she walks past the window looking for Sprigatito. She finds her sleeping on the top cabinet. So Liko decides to go back to the ship for the night, but Sprigatito doesn't want to go. So Liko asks her dad to watch Sprigatito for the night, and she and Freed and Roy go back to the ship. When Liko gets back to the ship, she calls out that she's home without thinking. And it's just a nice little, like, melancholic moment of, 'cause we kind of find out that Liko's not really close with her parents. They're always so busy with work and everything, and I think this is the first time that Liko has actually felt in a space where she is seen and is comfortable and is able to come out of her shell a little bit. And so, yeah, it feels like home to her, and at a subconscious level that she hadn't really thought about. Next day, Liko could not sleep. She was too stressed and worried. She wakes up to a picture at her door from Dot of Liko and Sprigatito just loving life on the ship. Roy tells Liko that he thinks Sprigatito was jealous of Fido. Liko thanks Dot for the drawing and tells her that she'll be back. So Liko rushes out and sees Needlething's costume on the top deck. But there's no time for that, though. She goes into town to buy some coffee for her dad and some green tea cake for Sprigatito. On her way to her house, she's attacked by LeChonk, who takes her bag. And God, this is an aggressive motherfucker, too. Like, you've got the shit. Just run off. But he just keeps fucking attacking Liko. But Sprigatito, best kitty, comes in clutch and fights off the LeChonk. Liko apologizes to Sprigatito, and they head back to Liko's house. Liko tells her dad that she's sorry if she worried him, but she's not ready for her adventure to be over. And it's nice that Pokemon, like, actually acknowledges the reality of, like, 10-year-olds going off on their own on some grand adventure. Like, that's never really seems to come up, but enough so that Liko's like, oh yeah, I didn't realize my dad was worried about me going off on my own at 10. Anyway, Alex sends Roy his picture books, and Alex and Freed talk about the Black Rayquaza. Alex tells them about Brassius, an artist in Artisan who has seen lots of rare Pokemon, possibly including the Black Rayquaza. And so we have our heading. And yeah, that's it. That's these three episodes. It's a bit of a palate cleanser for the most part. I mean, I think the most that happens, other than like being introduced to Dot and all of that, is this episode with Liko, and obviously she wasn't going to go home. She's the main character, but having that that conflict and stuff, because Liko's kind of just got thrown into things without much choice in the matter. You know, whereas Roy chose to go with them. So this is Liko's turn to say, yeah, this is actually what I want to be doing. I don't want to be home. I don't want to be at school. I want to be on the ship. I can't remember the name of the ship all of a sudden. But, again, I want to be with the Rising Volt Tacklers, and I want to be searching for the Black Rayquaza and doing all of these things and figure out about the pendant. Like, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. And so, yeah, that's these three episodes. And we'll be back next week, probably. Like I said before, I will continue to do these even after we get back to doing Podmon. But I think that next week will be the last for a couple of weeks, because while I have seen up to episode 28, actually, of the English dub is what's available if you look for it. Netflix is only up to episode 12, and then I guess the next 12 episodes come out on the 10th. And so, just so you guys can, like, watch along easily, I think we will wait until the next batch comes to Netflix to talk about them. So we'll do one next week, and then we'll have a week or two off from the pod before we come back with the next arc. But the next arc is super good. So, you know, I'm looking forward to us all talking about that. But until then, until next week, thank you for listening, and goodbye.